Hey guys, I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And welcome to the Property Investors Podcast. This week's show, we're going to talk about a new tax that Labour are introducing on landlords. Labour are hitting landlords again, like they continue to do over and over and over again, this time with national insurance. So who's this going to hit? This is going to hit small landlords that own one or two properties. People that I would say, by the way, are working people. I know that Labour promised they were not going to hit working people, but yet again, here we are. And the reason I say that, and we'll get onto this later in the show, but the big landlord institutions, your Black Rocks of the world, your Lloyds Banks of the world, guess what? They are not getting hit. This is only hitting small landlords who own properties in their personal name. And we're putting these landlords into a situation where they will actually be paying more in tax than they might be making in profit. So they'll have a property, they'll have an asset, and they'll be losing money on it because of the high tax bill. This is frankly a disgrace. It's systematic, borderline bullying, in my opinion, on to landlords, treating landlords like they are the scum of the earth. We're going to get into this new tax on this week's show, how it works, who it's going to affect. There are loopholes, by the way. There are loopholes around this, which is why your big corporations aren't going to get hit. By the way, I'm not going to get hit by this. So it's not like, oh yeah, oh, woe is me. People often say, I've commented about this on LinkedIn, and people were like, haha, not so rich now. This isn't affecting me. I'm angry on behalf of the other landlords, but also of what I think this is actually doing to the country as a whole. Because when you hit landlords, guess who you actually hurt? You actually hurt the tenants. Anyway, rant over. Let's get into it.
Wow, that was quite the start there.
Well, it is because that's what I think. All right, so what is this tax? So this is National Insurance. National Insurance, we were talking about this yesterday.
Yeah, because I actually realised I didn't 100% know what National Insurance
was actually spent on.
Yeah, I kind of thought, whoa, we all do pay National Insurance. Well, you know, some of us do. And then I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So it's like it funds some of the NHS. It doesn't fund the police?
No, it's kind of the NHS. It's
and also the fire service and things like that, which I thought it might do, no, but it doesn't.
It's like benefits, isn't it? So it's your state pension, it's employment benefits, maternity leave, it's all this sort of stuff.
And part of the NHS.
And some of the NHS. Yeah. I don't know how they work out the NHS budget, but yeah, that's what it is. But in layman's terms, it's another tax.
Yeah, it's just one of many. They all become much of a muchness, really, don't they?
Sure. So what they're suggesting is they want to charge National Insurance to landlords on their rental income.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an 8% tax. Now, this doesn't exist at the moment. This is on top of other taxes. And their sort of spin on this is, oh, we're not raising taxes. We're just increasing the people that it hits, right? Because National Insurance is typically for salaries. It's an employee tax, right? We pay it for our employees, which is fine. So there's extra tax on that. They're hoping to raise £2 billion from this new tax. So this isn't like, oh, it's a little thing, it's going to affect a few people. This is a massive tax. It's an awful lot of money.
£2 billion,
right? That's crazy. Now, the reason this is really going to hit small landlords, number one, it's only on landlords that own property in their personal name.
Yes, you get away with it, don't you? If you have the property in a limited company,
you don't pay it.
Yeah, this tax wouldn't
apply. Company. It's different, totally different tax. So only going to hit landlords in their personal name. So yeah, all your big corporations that own multiple homes, and even us. I mean, a lot of our property we buy through limited companies. We teach people to buy through limited companies. There are pros and cons, by the way. You know, because you often hear people and that say, always buy for a limited company. And the truth is, it's more nuanced than that. It depends on your personal situation. Depends on, because there are tax savings to buying in your personal name.
Yeah. And you have to work out property to property, don't you? Which is actually best. But in this case, it would be better to own in a limited company.
Yes, exactly that. And obviously, if you're a big company, you're buying loads of properties, you're always doing it in a limited company. So who's this really going to hit? This is going to hit smaller landlords that own one or two properties, or people inherit a property, or people that buy a property and then rather than selling it, they move to their next property and they collect properties as they go. People that are trying to save, trying to get ahead, That's really who we're targeting here. It's not big companies.
And I feel like that's really sad because, like you say, the big companies, they'll get away with it. They'll survive. But the people that are just trying to better themselves, they're the people that it could literally end them being landlords.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be worth it. They're all going to sell up and...
Exactly that. Exactly that. Which I think is the plan. I think this is the plan.
This is what they're pushing for, really. They're not going to ever come out and say that, obviously.
No, but they want big companies to run all, which is why they're doing all the tenants' rights stuff and all this stuff. Yeah. Anyway, what really hits it, because I posted about this on Threads. I quite like Threads, by the way. I'm a big fan of Elon Musk. Especially after he called us out.
You're loving that, aren't you?
I'm loving Elon Musk. Yeah. Well done, Elon Musk. However, I don't really
Are you tempted to get a Tesla?
No.
Did the thought cross your mind?
It crossed my mind. I was tempted to use Twitter X. I was tempted to use X a bit more. And then I went on and I was like, nah, I just hate X.
I do. I've always hated it. I had an account for all of about 30 days
years ago, and I closed it down. But Threads, I quite like Threads. I think Threads.
Yeah, you've become a big Threads guy, haven't you?
I am a bit of a Threads fan. Anyway, I went on Threads and I posted about this and I said, same title as this podcast, which is landlords could pay more in tax than they earn in profit.
Yeah.
Right? And someone came and said, oh, you're not very good at mathematics. You don't understand how tax works, do you? That's impossible. Right? And I'm like, no, actually, you don't understand it because you're right. For every other industry, it'd be impossible.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, as landlords, you're not. And why is that? And again, it's only hitting individual landlords. Section 24. Now, this has been around for like, what, 10 years now?
Yeah.
This came out in 2015. It's a stupid law. Stupid law. And this was brought in under the Tories. People also think I always attack Labour. Like, I'm against Labour. I'm just against the government in general.
Don't just narrow it down to Labour.
Yeah, and also, like, if Labour suddenly started doing good things, like when Labour first came in and they were talking about all this stuff they were going to do, building new homes and stuff, I was like, oh, I actually quite like some of Labour policies. And then I see what actually unravels and I'm like, oh, no, they're terrible.
No, I totally agree. I think it's all a load of bollocks, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd be very happy. If someone came in that was doing a good job, I'd be very, very happy.
Yeah.
So here's what Section 24 is, if you don't know. So Section 24 means that you can no longer deduct your mortgage interest as a tax deductible expense. So I've got a real example here, right? So let's say your rental income was 20 grand and your mortgage payments was a grand a month. So 12 grand a year, your mortgage interest payments.
Yep.
And then you spent 2 grand on other stuff. All right. On paper, you've made 6 grand cash profit. So you should pay tax on your
six grand
cash profit.
However, therefore, if it stayed like that, you're right. You could never, that what that guy said before would be correct.
Yeah, because you pay tax on your profit.
Profit, so that's fine.
Exactly that. However, under Section 24, you've made your 20 grand rental income. They go, oh, you can't count the 12 grand mortgage interest payments as a tax deductible expense, but you can claim the 2 grand in repairs and other costs, right?
Yep.
So that means you've got 18 grand you've got to pay tax on.
Yep.
So your tax will be on your 18 grand. Now, if you're a high earner and this is additional income, which I mean, I imagine a lot of landlords are, that's 40%. So that's £7,200 in tax. Now, you can claim a 20% tax credit of your mortgage interest, which would be £2,400. So in actual case, your tax bill would be £4,800. So you've made 6 grand in profit, but you're paying £4,800 in tax. And that's what it's been like since 2015, which is why landlords are selling up, because it's like, what's the point? I'm making 1,200. Literally, like 80% or more is going to the tax man. It just doesn't make any sense. And it's a stupid law. It's a stupid law. However, once you add in this new tax, now, by the way, I just want to say as well, this new tax hasn't actually come in. They've announced it. They're planning on introducing it. I'm hoping that podcasts like this and hopefully a massive outcry. So I'd encourage you guys,
to moan.
Share this show. Comment. Let's get this up. Let's get people knowing about this before it actually comes in. Comment, share, like, talk about it yourself. Let's get it out there that this is what is planned, and let's try and get it stopped before the autumn budget. So we're September now. So this is like
October.
End of October or November when they announce the budget. So we haven't got long. We've got to get this in quick. All right.
Yeah, because this is going to be a disaster if this comes in, isn't it?
It is. So you'd now pay 8% tax of national insurance on this deal, on your profit, which is 18 grand, apparently.
Yeah. Right?
So that's 1,440. So now go back to our example. You've made 6 grand profit.
Yeah.
You've paid £4,800 in income tax. You'd pay £1,440 in national insurance, which means you'd make a £240 loss.
That's crazy.
So you've got a decent rental income. Making on paper 6 grand profit, yeah, you're paying more tax than you're making in profit. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
It is disgusting. Like,
people now are going to leave, aren't they? If this comes in, landlords are going to leave.
I think so.
Because I don't... Well, why would they... Okay, I get they're still going to get capital appreciation and things like that, but that could cripple people. Like, people who say I've got 5 or 6 properties, just a, you know, mid-range landlord.
Yeah.
That could cripple them because they'll go from making money... to actually, it costs them.
Yeah. Also, it actually affects their jobs because it's pushing people into higher tax brackets.
Of course, yeah. Which also, so it could literally cripple them and they're just going to get rid of the properties, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, your taxable income is inflated. It looks like you're making way more money than you are on paper. Yeah. It is just ridiculous. And your tax rates are 100% in some cases more. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It is such a stupid idea. So... why are Labour doing this and how can you avoid it? We've kind of touched on how you can avoid it already. When you buy your property, buy it through a limited company,
yeah,
then you're not affected. The company makes the profits, you'll pay corporation tax on it as normal.
Yeah.
And then you can take out whatever you want as an income, or you could not take it as income. You could reinvest it into new properties, which I think is what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. There are a couple of cons to buying for a limited company. So one is, especially if you're early days, when you're buying your first few properties, buying in your personal name gives you cheaper stamp duty.
Yes.
Which is another tax that's gone through the absolute
roof. And like you say, you can then use the money personally, can't you? So whatever you make is your personal income. And if you need that cash, if you're trying to make passive income to live...
you get taxed twice. Yeah. You get taxed your corporation tax and then anything else you want to take out personally.
Yeah.
Where it really hits you, and this is the big one for me, is one of the best ways to make tax-free money from property is to refinance.
Yes.
To borrow against it, right? If you earn the money in your personal name and it goes, let's say you've got a 200 grand property, it goes up to 400 grand. You get a new mortgage on it for 300, you pay off the original debt, you pull a load of money out.
Yeah.
It's tax-free money.
Yes.
You can do that when you own it in a limited company. However, who's pulling the money out? You or the company?
The company.
The company. So how do you get your hands on the money?
Yeah.
You take it as income tax.
Yeah.
You've got to pay tax on it.
Yeah.
So it's fine. If you're literally just buying properties and you're like, whatever money I pull out, I'm just going to buy more properties.
Then
I'm just going to buy... It doesn't matter.
No.
But if you're like, I actually want to live on that money...
Yeah, then sometimes it's not as good to buy in limited companies.
Sometimes it works better in your personal name.
So it does depend, like we say, what situation you're in. You can't just think this is the best way. And you hear everyone spouting off on social media like it's absolute fact to buy in limited companies. You're an absolute idiot if you don't buy in a limited company. But you do have to weigh up your options. Now, obviously, this new tax, in national insurance, obviously is now swaying people, it's going to sway people to buy in limited companies again more because it's going to lean more into that, the favour of buying in limited companies.
Yeah.
But that...
So what's actually going to happen is you've got all these landlords. The thing is, a lot of people don't know. A lot of people just know how it affects them. They don't understand. They've got to buy in a limited company. They don't get all this, right?
Yeah.
All these educated property investors. Like, look at Angela Rayner, right, and how, right? So she's just bought... another property. She's using all the tax loopholes in.
Of course,
it's in a trust. This is not a second home anymore. It's now my first home. Less stamp duty. She knows all the tricks. She knows how it works.
Yeah, she's playing the game.
Which I respect. I'm cool with that. Yeah, play the game. Well done. But don't play the game and pretend you're doing it for the ten. Don't. It's the hypocrisy that annoys me. It's the hypocrisy. Don't play the game. Pretend you're not playing the game. Pretend you're for the working person when really you're doing it for yourself and to look good and to get voted into power.
Yeah, it's really bad, isn't it? But so many people fall for it and just believe her. And you think, no. Like all the politicians, we're for the working people. How many of them have got second, third homes? How many of them are landlords?
Yeah. They're all. I saw a thing on Threads actually where it was like the net worths of all these Labour politicians. They're all multi-millionaires.
Oh, but they're all doing it for the people.
But then someone came on and was like, oh, but look at the Reform and the Tories. They are as well. I'm like, yeah, but at least they're not pretending.
Yeah. At least they're like, yeah, we are.
Yeah, we're capitalists. Yeah, we believe that you know, that they're someone that's been out there, done it, run a business.
Yeah.
And now they're coming in to try and help with this. Fine. But don't pretend.
Yeah, don't pretend to be something you're not just to win votes. And then it clearly shows, but people are so blinded to it.
They are.
It's a bit like Donald Trump. Like, people are like, why is he being voted in? But you think, yeah, but he's not pretending to be anything other than who he is. He is what you see. He comes in, I am a multi-billionaire businessman.
And he's big, he's brash.
He doesn't pretend to be.
No, if you don't like him, I get it.
Yeah, I get it. And obviously he does some very controversial things and he's outspoken. And I'm not saying everything he's ever done in life is perfect.
No, but better the devil you know.
Yeah, but at least he is who he says he is. And, you know, it's not all, like you say, it's the hypocrisy that I can't stand. And the lies just to pretend, like all the lies they spout to get into power. And then they never do what they say anyway, which is why I just think, like, I don't know, it's hard. Like, I get why people struggle to vote because you think, who knows what they're actually going to do when they come into power anyway? Because they all just say what they think certain demographics want to hear to get into power. But actually, they do whatever the hell they want to do when they're in anyway.
No. And of course, I suppose the question is, Labour are saying they're doing this for the working man. The tenants are probably laughing. How will this actually impact the tenants? Well, let's say you're a landlord and you've got the property we just talked about, right? It's making you, you're earning £20,000 in rent, but you're actually on paper making £6,000. In reality, you're making a loss. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and go, yeah, I'm happy to make my business make a loss?
No.
What are you going to do?
Up the rent.
You're going to up the rent. If landlords are being taxed into making a loss, the only thing they can do is up the rent.
Yeah, of course.
So you're going to have all...
Well, sell up or up the rent. So we're either going to have a massive, well, even worse than we do now.
So if you sell up, what we're doing is we're getting rid of supply.
Yeah.
Right? So when you get rid of supply, what happens to demand? Demand goes up. When demand goes up, what happens to the prices? They go up.
Yeah.
Or you'll up the rent. You've got two choices. Both of whatever you do...
The tenants are going to be paying more.
It's going to up the rent.
But I thought this was for the working man.
They're not upping the taxes for the working man. I also take issue with that. How can you say a landlord is not a working man? Most of these landlords, do you know how much money, out of interest, see if you know this, how much money does the average landlord make per property that they own?
Profit. A year?
Yeah.
£10,000?
£2,000 to £3,000.
Wow.
£2,000 to £3,000 a year. So if you're a landlord of two or three properties, people think landlords are rolling in it. Oh, rich, greedy landlords. What, they're making like £6,000 a year and they've got three. They're not like rolling in it here. And what we do, so they've got other
Someone's
jobs.
It's not worth it.
They've got other jobs on the
Put
side.
Put your money in the S&P 500, guys. I'm joking.
Yeah. Like... It is better than being a buy-to-let landlord. Probably is. I mean, obviously,
you come up with creative ways and like...
You've got capital appreciation, etc. But what you don't have? Loads of disposable income.
No.
Right? So you can't afford the taxes.
Yeah.
So what it's really doing is it's separating the gap between the rich and the poor.
Yeah.
Because I think property is a bridge to allow poor people... We grew up poor.
Yeah.
Property is the bridge to allow us to start owning assets.
Yeah.
If we can't afford to own assets, if you're taxed out of being able to own assets, guess what? We wouldn't be able to do that.
No.
Then guess what? You get more poor people because there's no bridge out of it. Who then buys all the assets? Lloyds Bank, BlackRock, corporations, professional landlords, people who know what they're doing. Oh, but look, they're not getting hit.
And that is what you find, isn't it? The rich get richer and the poor get poorer.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is they're going to be less... properties on the market, this will happen. If they do this, they will be less. I can guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
100%.
Less. Many small landlords, 1 to 3 properties, will decide it's not worth it and sell up or up the rents.
Yeah.
Reduction in rental stock. The rents will go up. Who will win when there's less stock and the rents are going up? The big landlords.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this for me. I'm going to be fine, by the way. Don't worry about me. Don't shed a tear for me.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Lloyds are cool. BlackRock, they're cool. The country, though, the tenants, the small landlords, the working people.
Yeah.
They're the ones they're who are going to be hit.
Promoting that they're helping in this. And they only do that to get the support so it comes in. They say they're protecting the working man. Look, we're taxing the rich some more. And then you get this whole flock of people. Yay, yippee, good, we're taxing the rich. But what they realise is the only people that are going to get hurt really in the end are them. The rich aren't going to.
No.
Because the rich will always find a way to be rich.
I like the Ricky Gervais quote there. He goes, someone said, but everyone's happy with this. And he said, yeah, but the normal person is stupid.
Yeah.
He said, we still sell bottles of bleach that print on the side in big letters, do not drink. He's like, what we should do, we should get rid of those. He goes, sell bottles of bleach without that. Have that for a couple of years. Then hold a general election. Get rid of the stupid people first, right? And I get what he says. What's also going to happen is when there's less properties, rents have gone up, tenants will have less bargaining power. They'll have less choice. I mean, I don't know how much more I can say about it.
No, I mean...
It is what it is. I honestly, I'd encourage you guys, if you're watching this, please like, share, comment. Let's spread the message of this. Let's see if we can get this stopped before the autumn budget, which is going to be coming at the end of October. It's just going to hit all the people that we don't want to get hit.
No, and it could end up really bad. Like, this is one that... We spoke about tax a lot on this show, different, and tax loopholes and things like that. This one's quite concerning for me. I think this is quite sad. And there is, if it does come in, I think it's going to have really bad effects.
Catastrophic.
Yes, it is.
On the housing market.
It is. And I think it's going to be really sad to see. And I think if we could stop it in any way, everyone should try to.
Because, and it'll just carry on. More rich people will be leaving the country.
Yeah.
Country's slowly falling apart under this Labour government. Sorry to leave it on that note, guys. I'm Russell Leeds.
And I'm Anna Leeds.
And we'll see you next week.